Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Costumed runners will take to the streets of San Francisco Sunday morning for the annual Beta Breakers race. In its heyday, 110,000 registered runners took part, but by 2015, less than half that number ran. Phil, what happened?
Well, a couple of things. In some ways, Beta Breakers became a victim of its own success and a victim of its own excesses. The race, as you said, between 1996 and 2010 consistently clocked in 110,000 costumed Elvises and uncostumed people actually bare naked running from the Bay to the Breakers. And it was in the Guinness Book of World Records. The highest number was 111,000. It's dropped, and it dropped considerably in recent years for a couple of reasons, and not the least of which was it went from being a race and a fun time to pretty much a drunken bacchanal for a lot of people, and the nudity outweighed the costumes, and the drinking outweighed the fun. And in the last couple of years, they started tightening up on it, and that's where we are pretty much right now.
So, Phil, were those earlier numbers overinflated, or was it just kind of loosey-goosey as far as the registration part goes?
Both, John. I mean, the numbers were impressive, but it was loosey-goosey as part of the whole atmosphere of the race. It was originally put on by the Examiner, at least in modern times. The race goes back for, 1913, I think it started somewhere around then. And, you know, it's about 7.5 miles. Patty, you've run in it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've run it a couple of times. I ran it with my dad on his 70th birthday, and that's the last time I did it.
So why was that the last time? Why didn't you go back for more?
It's kind of a pain in the you-know-what to get around and maneuver and get back from the finish line. And it's a lot of work. But
it can be an all-day thing, and people are coming in late. That's one of the drawbacks of it. Rather than being a circular race that winds up back where you started near a BART station or something on the Embarcadero, you're out at Golden Gate Park. You know, they tightened up on who could get in and how you get in a way to try to crack down on the drinking and the bad behavior, and it worked. Now, what we have now is a race, and they're expecting, I talked to them today, and they're expecting about 40,000 people on Sunday. Now, that's not bad. I mean, it's not 110,000, but it is 40,000. They're saying it's going to be much more family friendly. It's going to be low key, so we necessarily might not be out there with our TV cameras and doing reports of what's going wrong rather than being what's right. So I think, 40 to 50,000 is not bad. You probably figure another 10,000 hop in after the race starts without paying their fees. That's with tradition. And we'll see how many Elvis is out there, how many naked people are out there, and as Patty said, how long it takes you to get back once you get out there.
Are the tortillas still allowed, Phil?
I got hit by one of those, and it hurt.
Flying tortillas.
I did.
There you go, kids. It's always something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.